Well, as I mentioned, today is the day we celebrate John the 23rd. He was the fourth of 14 children, ordained a priest in the year 1904, and if you appreciate the time in which he lived in Europe, he witnessed the most horrific of evils, the rise of Nazism, the things that happened throughout that continent. And indeed, it was a time when the strong man, the devil, had a very, very dominant role indeed. Let me tell you a couple of stories about this remarkable man. During the Second World War, he was the papal nuncio to Turkey. And Turkey was a neutral country during the war. And so he was able to work in such a way that he was able to forge passports and even baptismal certificates, and was able to help assist 24,000 Jewish people who, because of the work that he did, were spared the gas chambers. He was a man who, of course, towards the end of his life, became our pope. He was the oldest man to ever be elected pope at the age of... No, that's not true. Benedict was older. But he was 76 when he became pope, and people thought that he would just be a caretaker, keep the church, but that he wouldn't do very much, that he would be a man who would live out his papacy and then just fade off into the sunset. But of course he did not do that. He realized the times in which we were living were times when the church needed to articulate a vision, because after the Second World War, with everything that the world faced, there needed to be a way for the church to understand what it would mean to live in the 21st century. And so while he did not live to see the end of Vatican II, it is because of his visionary direction that the council was called. Men like this are an incredible inspiration to us, because as I've said many times before, every single one of us is called to be a saint. Every single one of us is called to live our lives in such a way that we understand that in the world that we are living in now, we are called to live with the same kind of purpose, the same kind of passion, and the same kind of direction. And this is so important in our day, I think, in a particular way. Because we live at a time historically where there are many people who don't have a very clear understanding as to the reality of the spiritual domain, the spiritual dimensions in which we live our lives. And without that kind of awareness, the strong man, the evil one, has a way of coming in and taking control of people's lives. It's interesting that in today's gospel, Jesus warns us against complacency. He talks about someone who's swept their house clean and is seemingly content. But as Jesus says, at that very time is a time when we're complacent. It's a particular time of vulnerability. Think about the world that we live in today. Now, I haven't read many of the reviews, but I would never go and see this most recent movie called The Joker, which just seems to be a glorification of evil. There is no hero. It's about a man who's a comedian, who's jealous of the wealthy of New York, and his persona becomes so dark that he becomes a mass murderer. But there is no one to counter his evil. It's evil run amok. And we live in a time where there's a kind of complacency, the very thing that John the 23rd would not countenance. He was not a complacent person. He was not a complacent nuncio. He was not a complacent pope. And so as we think of what our Lord is saying to us today in that parable, we have to all take a stand and be responsible not only for our lives, but we have to be responsible to seek to counter the reality of evil. That is why, and it's just one example, on a Friday afternoon, there are a group of us that go down by the abortion clinic and we pray the rosary. Are we ending abortion? Not necessarily. Have we changed the mind of any people? Well, it's hard to say. But what we're doing by our very presence, just being there in a circle praying the rosary, is we're being a witness. And that's what it is to be a martyr. It's to take a stand. It's to make a difference. And so all of us are called in our own ways, simple things like that, to be a witness. Or the way in which in this parish of St. Peter's, we seek to care for the poor through St. Vincent de Paul. How our Knights Council, in conjunction with our Catholic Women's League, worked at Elizabeth House to help support courageous young women who choose, instead of having an abortion, to have their child. You see, these are all ways in which we simply in our daily lives are saying, no, we're not going to allow the devil to take over. There is another strong man who is greater still. It is our Lord Jesus Christ. And the other thing we have to be careful to guard against is the illusion that we've arrived and now we're just kind of waiting for heaven. We have to realize that daily we have to sweep the house clean. We have to be a people who, in examining our conscience, in examining our corporate life as a community, examining our familial lives, that we desire day by day to grow in godliness and in deepening commitment. And so on this day, when we celebrate the courageous wisdom of John the 23rd, may we have the foresight to realize that in our own day, you and I are to live with the same kind of single-minded purpose and a heart devoted to our Lord Jesus Christ. As I said in the introduction to this Mass, John the 23rd was called also Good Pope John, because he lived a life where he cared, where he made a difference. May we too desire that same adjective to describe St. Peter's, that this is good St. Peter's. When people look at your life and my life, they'd say there's something about that person that is intrinsically good and beautiful. St. John Paul 23rd, pray for us.